here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We, you know that this show is a venue to create or to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have lots of discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, Realtor and Intuitive Reader, and Beth Jacobson, Intuitive Reeler and Healer. You can get a hold of Marie at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-941-36. You can also email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com if you have any insight or feedback, or if you want to discuss anything further about our show. We welcome everybody connecting with us. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And you can also go on to the Facebook and look up Divine Goddess Radio and connect with us there and like our page, please. Welcome, everybody, to today's show. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, and what we thought we would do is do a continuation of last Wednesday's show where we were talking about chakras and what they were and how to keep them aligned so that, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever the energies are, at least you can work on your chakras and keep yourself balanced and cleared.
Exactly. And again, you guys, we'll go through what the chakras are, each and every single one of them, and what roles they play, but it's not limited to. And then we'll talk about how you can, the things that you can do to keep them cleaned, washed, cleansed, and cleared, because they should be washed, cleansed, and cleared every day in the morning and at night. And if you can do it throughout the day and it just becomes a ritual for you, you are going to be amazed at how much better you feel. So with that, the root chakra is, and this is in the third dimensional plane, which is a physical plane, which a lot of you are going to be relating to this. For those of you who are just now stumbling upon this page, this blog talk show, for the first time, chakras are, Marie, do you want to talk a little bit more about that, what chakras are?
Yeah, chakras are our energy points, and so they are located at different parts of your body, and there are actually hundreds of them, but there are seven main ones that you'll hear people talk about. So the first one is the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine, and what I also like to visualize it is from the base of the spine all the way down to my feet. That's how I remember what the root chakra is. It's just visualize roots. So it, you know, helps you with grounding.
Yes.
And the color associated with that is red. And it relates to money issues, security issues, career issues. So anything that might be off in those areas would be related to your root chakra.
Yes, ma'am, and the sacral chakra, which would be just below, there are people who think it's your belly button. There's also people who think it's below your navel. When I see mine, mine's below my navel, and that is an orange, and that's all about creativity, how and what you're creating in your life, because remember, you guys, we are co-creators of our lives, and that's what the new time period, the shifting, is all about. It's not just about that we are these little puppets on a string having to do this stuff. It's what do we want out of our life? It's learning how to focus on our heart. What is it that we want? What brings us joy? And so you're co-creating the life that you want in this world. So that's what sacral is about.
And then the next one is the solar plexus chakra, and that is related, related to the color yellow, and that's in the abdomen, the stomach area. So that basically rules self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem, basically how in control of you are you of your life. That's where that chakra would come into play.
That's your free will, you guys. That is your free will. That's where it stems from, and that's why a lot of people have stomach problems. So let's see here. The next one is the heart chakra, which is a beautiful emerald green, and that is about your connection with the Christ consciousness, the connection to spirit, source, God, et cetera, whatever you want to call it. And it's a vibrant, vibrant, healthy emerald green is the color that you want. So,
and then we go up to the throat chakra, and that is a very beautiful blue. And the throat chakra is our ability to communicate. So, you know, communication, self-expression, speaking the truth, this is all related to the throat chakra. So when people have difficulty expressing themselves, if they're in a relationship where they can't say what they want to say, or they're being stifled, or, you know, they can't speak, the throat chakra is usually closed off.
Exactly. And the next one is the third eye, which the color would be indigo. And that is all about where your intuition comes from. It's about being able to see, feel, hear, and to connect with source, because you're able to communicate and you're able to connect with a higher realm outside of yourself and bring it all in. And that's where you can, a lot of individuals see different things that other people don't see, you know, realms that others don't know that exist. And that is the third eye, and that's a beautiful indigo color.
And the seventh chakra is the crown chakra, and that is located at the top of the head, and it's a very beautiful purple color. And that's where our connection to spirituality is. So our ability to be fully connected comes from the crown chakra. So when people are awakening, they will always, a lot of people will say that they feel tingling in the top of their head or itching in the scalp. That is your crown chakra opening up.
And so just so you guys know, when you're going, what are the colors again? It's Roy G. Biv. It's just like what we were taught in arts, you know, in class in art. It's the Roy G. Biv. And just start from your gonads. As I read in a book, how they put it, your gonads. So it's from your bottom, from your pelvis area, working all the way up. And there's seven major ones, but we have some above us, some below us, some our hands, our feet. There's little ones all over our body. So here's what I do want to let you guys know, though. Those were the old colors. Those are the third dimensional colors. And a lot of individuals who are still, I would say, living in the third dimensional reality, which is the physical reality of how we're walking on Earth, those are the old colors. So the new colors, because we're going into fifth dimensional, a lot of people are in it already, but a lot of us, including myself, vacillate between the third, fourth, fifth. So the new colors are, because there's this new 144 color spectrum that is coming in, and it's rainbow colors of everything that you can't even imagine. So the root chakra in the fifth dimension is platinum, and that's your divine alignment. The sacral is magenta, which helps with the creativity. The solar plexus is gold, which helps you with the connection. Your heart is the white, the Christ consciousness. But a lot of people, including myself, and I just said this the other day to Marie, what is with turquoise? I need turquoise. Well, guess what? That's the high heart, people. So it's the high heart energy that's coming in is turquoise. So I just found that out this morning. And then the throat is violet, and that's the channel of the energy. And the third eye is white gold, which helps with the balancing of the brain. And the crown is clear, which provides illumination and wisdom. So those are the colors that you want to bring in, because now you're upgrading your chakra system. You're upgrading it.
Interesting. So, you know, when your chakras are out of alignment, you know, one thing that you want to get into a habit of is to clear your chakras every day. You know, just like you take a shower, just like you wash your face, clear your chakras and balance them, because that helps keep everything in alignment. And there's two things you can do. You want to clear, because you want to release all the negative thought forms and any cords, you know, etheric cords that are stuck there, and you want to balance them. So you want to enlarge in the chakras so that they're all the same size. When we're in fear-based, anything that we're in fear of that relates to one of the chakras, our chakras will shrink. So we want to make sure that we balance them and grow them so that we're all in alignment.
And, you know, because if you don't balance them, if you don't wash, cleanse, and clear them every single day, and they continue to get muddied down, again, it affects your chi force, that's your life force energy, which can start creating disease. So it all depends on, we created ourselves, we have the power of healing ourselves. Again, Marie and I are not medical professionals, so So this is just, you know, this is the way that I live my life. I only speak from personal experience. So
yeah, and you know, you can, I mean, people will feel the blocks. You know, if you're lethargic or you're really tired or your creativity is low, your flow of abundance is low, you know, most likely it's one of your chakras are out of balance.
Oh, exactly. And then, you know, as you guys are working with your chakras, those of you who believe in, you know, the hierarchy of the angels, there are archangels that you can call upon. Do we want to do anything with that?
Well, should we just talk about the ways, different ways to clear first, and then
we
can end with archangels if we have time?
Otherwise,
we have another show to do.
We can. Well, you know, one way that I do it is you can use pendulums. And you can put in a pendulum is like a gemstone that has like a chain, and you hold it in between your thumb and your pointer finger, and you balance, you lay down, and you balance above your chakras, starting with the first one, which is your root chakra. So that's from your bottom half to your legs down. And so you balance it and find out before you start what's your yes sign, what's your no sign. And one way you can do that is take your dominant hand, and again, use your thumb and your pointer finger, hold it up above the other, the opposite hand, above it, and ask, show me my positive sign, and then say thank you, and then say, show me my negative sign, and thank you. And then you can go and clear them, and you'll see some of your chakras, that pendulum might be there for quite some time, and it might whirl around, it might go up and down horizontally, it might go vertical. Or horizontally and vertical, it might go round and round as it's clearing, but you'll feel some shifting, you'll feel some lightness coming in. So do all of your chakras, and then at the end, ask that all of your chakras are in alignment with each other. So that's one of the ways that I do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only way, but what do you do?
Well, there's another way is meditating. So you can meditate in the morning and in the evening, and in the morning you would meditate to release any fears that you may have about what's coming up in that day, you know, in relation to your chakras. So you meditate and you release any fears and you start your day in balance and aligned. And then as you go through your day, before you go to bed, you meditate again to remove any negativity that you may have accumulated during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening.
You know, and a lot of us right now are going through a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, which is stored in our root chakra and our sacral chakra, because they coincide, they help each other. All the chakras, they're, you know, to be in alignment with each other, they all support each other. And right now we're clearing out, because I'm hearing more about how people are going, well, I want to do my spiritual stuff, I'm doing this, and I quit my job because I want to be able to help people at this level, but, you know, where's the money? Where's the money so that, you know, if I could do this for free and I could live in a world that I didn't have to worry about bills, then I'm more than happy to do it. But, you know, so there's a lot of fear with finances right now, which the first writ is that's associated with the money. So if you're not feeling stable and connected, that what you're needing at this time in the physical world is being provided to you, that can create a lot of fear. And I, for one, have a lot going on with my root chakra and my sacral chakra, because it's about, okay, there's a new way of being in this world now. It's not the way it used to be, because the way it used to be was very limiting. So now I have to look at, how am I going to do things, and how do I get to be me and be able to offer it to the world? And yet, until we're out of the monetary system, how can I create a monetary source? But you know what? Here's the thing, is what we're being challenged on. Our stuff comes to us in miraculous ways. It's amazing. It's not just having to have a job to where money's coming to you and you're getting a paycheck. It might be a friend who has extra cash saying, hey, I want to give this to you as a gift, and you were not expecting it. That can happen. It might be to where you're going, I don't know where my next meal's coming from, and somebody just said, you know what, I just gardened. I went through the garden, and I have more than I can eat, and you have a sackful of groceries. So there's your fruits and vegetables right there, or somebody who raises organic, and I've seen this happen. I've had friends to where they have people in their life that they know who raise cows and chickens organically as can be, grass-fed. And here they're going, whatever they did, because I don't even want to use the word. Anyway, so you can eat it. They put it in that firm so you can eat it. And here's their meat. they gave some away to friends. So it's like you never know how something's going to work out for you. So it's getting out of the way that we think that we have to do it ourselves. It can come to us in many other ways, shapes, or forms. How come you're looking at me like that?
I'm like, what's this got to do with chakras?
Well, chakras. It's the first chakra
and
the second chakra.
I'm kidding.
It's the first and second chakra.
I'm kidding.
So it does make sense. You should have seen the look on her face, like, what in God's green earth?
I was looking at her like, okay, where is she going with this? I think I got to ground.
No, I'm totally making sense because it has to do with the first and the second chakras. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of people who are going through that. It was a long story to get to my point, I will admit that, but it's like we're clearing that, and that's a lot what's going on right now because our chakra systems are, we're leaving, it's going from the third to the fourth to the fifth now.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you who are in the third, you're going to the fourth. You're not just automatically going. It's a process because you have to clean it out.
Yeah, you do, and you'll feel it too. Your body will feel it, and when your body feels it, your chakras do get out of alignment. Another way to do it, too, is, you know, we talked about on Sunday's show about crystals, and we're going to actually talk about it some more on this coming up Sunday show about how to do grids and, you know, really work with your crystals. But using the right crystals to align your chakras, you can do that as well. You can, you know, get the corresponding crystal that's with that chakra, and line them up, lay on your bed and put that stone on each chakra and then visualize, you know, the spinning and your chakras getting clear. And if you still need extra work, you can put the crystals under your pillow so that it works while you're sleeping.
And just so you guys know, they do spin counterclockwise and clockwise. There's two parts to them. When you really can go into meditation, you can see them spinning both ways. You can speed up your chakras. You can slow down your chakras. So seriously, those who have thyroid problems, believe it or not, it's me. I'm needing to do that. I learned how to do it a long time ago, and it does make a difference. And you can speed up your throat chakra because that whole area, do women have Adam's apple?
No, that's men.
Well, I mean, but just that, you know, that space, that area there, it's all of your throat chakra. So it's your whole neck area is considered your throat chakra. So there's ways that you can speed it up. There's ways you can slow it down. And there's ways that you can speed up your sacral chakra, slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways that you can do it, and you can visualize. But if you have too much of it spinning one way, it can be harmful. So you can play around with it just to see the effects if you feel it differently, but it really does work. It really does.
And, you know, here's a meditation that I learned in a class, which I thought was really good. You know, if you sit in your chair, put both feet on the ground and be very quiet and breathe in and visualize from your feet roots coming into your feet. And then try to visualize, look down there and see if you can see red. And once you see the red, breathe in and come up and then see if you can see the orange and watch it for a while, see how it's spinning, and then keep going all the way up your body and see what you can see. And make a note, you know, what color am I seeing? Which way is it spinning? Is it bright? Is it muddy? Is it small? Is it big? If you start practicing that, you'd be amazed at how you can control then, you know, what your chakras are doing.
And you guys, also the energies that have been going on this past week, I completely have forgotten. There was a sextile planets. There were six planets that have been shifting, moving, and so there's still the after effects of those. Because I'm trying to think what day it happened.
Monday.
So there's still the after effects of it. And a friend of mine reminded me, saying, Beth, we're still in that energy. So it's like, oh. So those of us who have been trying to figure out, that's what's still going on because it's only what? Wednesday.
Yes, exactly.
So, and it can last up to, I would say, roughly 7-8 days later, so just so people know.
Mm-hmm. And then also, too, you know, if you want to clear your etheric cords, say you're in a relationship that's not the greatest and you get out of it, a lot of times we still have cords and attachments to that person, and that can affect our chakras as well. So clearing those cords, and you can actually Google cord cutting, but clearing those etheric cords to people or situations also helps to clear and balance your chakras.
Exactly. And a lot of people who are going on because I've had some people yesterday here connecting with me saying, what is going on with the hip area? What's going on with my legs? What's going on with my ankles and feet? And that I can relate to because I'm going through the same thing. But we're redoing our first chakra, so we're building a new foundation of how we exist in this world now. So just so you know, in order to create a new way of being, you have to let all the old go, and that means the old stories. And believe it or not, that means it has to leave our memory imprints. It leaves our DNA. It has to leave. And nobody said it was going to be, you can ask that you're free of pain and suffering, but it's old carbon density energy that is leaving so that we can bring in new crystalline energy. Because we're going through cool stuff. Nobody said it was going to be easy. We're going through a rebirthing process.
Right.
A rebirthing process. That's what we're going through. So.
Yeah, and that's all in correlation of, you know, with what is happening astrologically and then with, you know, the Star of David.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about letting go of the old, and everybody is starting new.
Mm-hmm.
So anything old that doesn't serve us is being cut and deleted out of our life. And you know, you're seeing that, you know, with old thought patterns, relationships, jobs, you know, I mean, things are shifting actually, I think, pretty rapidly.
Now, I, on the other hand, I do think things are shifting, but it's like I would like to see things at a different pace.
I don't think we would handle it.
But I'm just like, I also have to remember, you know, there are people who are still not awake, you know, so the universe is trying to do it as inabruptly as possible, but yet going, wake your hiney up because it is time for you to start moving.
Right.
You know, so a lot of things are coming to a halt. Again, yesterday was a interesting day of conversations by phone and Facebook, let me tell you, and emails. I have heard everything. There's relationships that people are having presented from the past coming back into the life. Well, do I get back together with him? And I'm going, okay, let's stop and look at the history of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at where you're at now. And it may not be the universe saying, are you going to take on this relationship? It's an opportunity of saying, are you willing to say no to this now?
Yeah.
If it's not for your highest and best good.
I think a lot of people are examining those things,
Lord,
coming into their lives right now.
Yes.
And I think, too, that the universe, I think if we move too fast, people are feeling it out of whack and out of sorts now. If we did it any faster, I think, I don't know what would happen. Your limbs would start flying off.
You do realize the world doesn't happen the way I want. It would be a different world if it was the world according to them.
Oh my God, we'd all be in the corner sucking our thumb.
We'd be rocking. We'd be holding ourselves and rocking. Oh my Lord, what's going on?
You want to talk about the angels? Because you were going to talk about angel stuff. Well, because I know there's angel clearing too, you know, of your chakra.
Well, there's different angels that you can call on if you want them to work with specific areas. So this would be your root chakra. You would call upon Archangel Uriel. And this would be about focusing on spiritual devotion through selfless services to others. Remember, we are not here just to service ourselves or to have us, you know, for people just to wait on us. You know, and this is, here, folks, how many of you can't relate to this? How many of you know somebody who has a sense of entitlement? I came in with that energy. I came in with that energy, and boy, did my family put me in my place several times throughout my life. Beth, you act like you are here doing us a favor. And there's other people who will sit here and say, you know, about the sense of entitlement. So it's really focusing on, you are here to be of service for the divine source. Again, whatever that source is. So what are you doing to contribute to the whole? It's not just about you. It's about the collective we, the collective us. So you would call upon Archangel Uriel for that. Then for the sacral chakra, which would be orange.
Sorry. My throat chakra's going wacky right now. I have the cough.
That is hysterical. That happened to me last time. So the orange ray would be Archangel Gabriel. And that would help you focus on creativity. And also, you would use him for dissolving fear.
Mm.
And there's ways that you can just communicate with him. But remember, they come in orange. They come in their colors. The first one is red. He would be orange. The next one is the yellow. And that would be Archangel Jophiel. And that would be focusing on the wisdom. That's your solar plexus. That is your willpower. That is your knowingness. And then you would have the heart chakra, which would be the emerald gray, and you would call upon Archangel Raphael, who focuses on healing and brings harmony into your life, because you need balance. Without balance, your heart's out of whack. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to be open to receiving and to giving. So those of you who are just takers, again, you can let those old whatever belief systems, the way those actions, let them go. Let today be the new day that you start all over and that you're doing something anew. You can start over. Even if somebody in your life said, even if, and there are people are out there who are carrying that dark energy, you can start over today if you choose to start over today. It depends on if you're coming from your heart space saying, I want to let go and be free of my past. No matter what I've done, I'm ready to do what I need to do so I can move forward and start being of service. It's not just for myself, but of others.
Can you imagine if 10 people of takers a day change their energy, how the world would shift?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And so you need to balance and receive, you know, and, you know, giving can be giving a compliment, you guys. It can be that easy.
Give a smile.
Receiving is just allowing somebody to even give you a hug or a compliment, and you're accepting it. That's the way for the universe to say, do you see that we acknowledge you, but you're not hearing us, so we're bringing it through this other individual?
Mm-hmm.
And how many of us just poo-poo compliments away and we don't take it?
It's very simple. Smile at somebody and receive their smile back.
Yes.
Very, very simple.
Open the door. Open the door. Open the door for somebody with a child. Just open the door for anybody, you know. Anyways, here is the, what did I leave off on? The heart chakra.
Yep.
And now the throat chakra, which would be Archangel Michael, and he helps you focus on communication. And you want to be balanced in your communication in the way that you express yourself. Again, it's not just about angry thoughts, feelings.
Yeah.
You want to be able to express yourself in a loving way. You can get your point across.
Right.
But say it in a loving way, because it's the energy and the intent that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is your third eye, which would be the indigo ray, and you would call upon Archangel Raziel, and he's about intuition and insight. So he is absolutely wonderful, and he helps with intuition, clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. And then you have the violet ray, which is the seventh chakra, and that would be Archangel Zadkiel. And that's about self-transformation, spiritual growth. That's about cosmic alchemy. And, again, that helps. It helps with cosmic consciousness, cosmic awareness, being able to decipher and discern what it is, the information you're getting and how you use it, and understanding, so that you have clarity and understanding of how you're using that information, how you're presenting it to others, because, again, you want to come from a heart space. You don't want to do any harm with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we always say, we're giving you information, decipher and discern for yourself. If it rings true, wonderful. If not, disregard it.
Right.
This is not the world according to Marie and Beth. You know, we're just giving you some information. If you find it valuable, fantastic. If not, again,
right.
It's,
I mean,
not meant for you, though.
And sometimes, you know, one piece of information is going to jump out at you more than the other, and that's because you were meant to hear it. That's something that you needed to hear that's going to help you get through whatever transition you're going through.
Exactly. And then, if you want to work with bringing in more love into your life, Archangel Chamuel, I think that's how you say Chamuel, and forgive me, you guys, if I'm pronouncing these words wrong, believe you me, they're not getting hung up on it, because technically it has man, it's humans who have given them a name. If you saw them, they don't even speak in English. They do it just so we can understand. But if you want to bring more love into your heart, you can bring in the pink ray, call upon him, and you'll be amazed at how he can bring in the love. Those of you who are feeling drained right now, it's because your spirit, your soul is, it is being, it's not being filled up. So fill it back up with joy, with love, with
and
passion.
Also, too, if you want to radiate anything out to anybody, radiate those pink rays.
Yeah.
You know, look at somebody and just visualize pink around them. It's the best way to send that love out to the universe.
Exactly. And you can do that for planets, too, you guys. You can do that for animals. Visualize that there's a little pink bubble gum, like a little bubble, and you visualize that individual, that person, that plant, whatever, the earth. Visualize it in there, and then it's seeping into every single space. So
we only have a couple seconds left, but, you know, as usual, the Wednesday show goes fast. Please join us on Friday. We're going to have our Phone In Friday show, and, you know, if you have any questions or tips that you want to ask, feel free to call in.
And it will be at noon.
At noon. Yep. We'll see you then.
Bye. Have a great day.